Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to At Home with Victoria. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to visit the show and also to listen. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of At Home with Victoria. We are talking about pictures today. I kind of feel like there's this big fascination in America now where all of us just love to see ourselves and we also love to take pictures. And there is a young lady, she's a photographer, who I had the opportunity to meet in D.C. as I, you know, attend a lot of charity events and also just doing a lot of interviews. And her name is Kate. And Kate is just this wonderful, fabulous lady. She's going to tell us how tall she is. I mean, she's just breathtakingly beautiful. And whenever I would attend these events in D.C., I always saw Kate. And what struck me about her was that she's not only beautiful, a lot of the events are black tie. And Kate always was just dressed for the occasion. She never, you know, would come to these charity events looking like a bum. She always had, like, this really pretty black dress on and her flats, and she's walking around and running around and taking pictures. So I just had this sort of instant connection with Kate, and also because she took a lot of fabulous pictures of me, let's just be honest. So I invited her to come on the show tonight to talk about, you know, sort of the basic rules of taking pictures 101, also to tell us about the fabulous blog that she has, and just to kind of get a feel for what it's like being a photographer. So I do think that Kate is on the line, so we're going to go ahead and get her in on the conversation. I do want to let everyone know that Michael Kay is producing the show tonight. He's also in the chat room. So if you've got any questions or anything, you can certainly talk to Michael Kay, and he'll make sure that I get the information. Also, on a side note, I do know President Obama is speaking tonight to the American public, and this show that I booked with Kate, I did a long, long time ago, so I know many of you may be listening to the president's speech, and then you're going to switch over and listen to At Home with Victoria. So I just kind of wanted to go ahead and put that out there. But let's get Kate on the line. Hey, Kate, are you there with us?
I am. Hi.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, because we went back and forth, it seemed, for a month or so before we actually nailed down a date and a time, because you've been crazy busy this summer. Have you been shooting a lot of weddings and in and out of town?
Yep. I have 27 weddings that I've photographed this year so far. So.
Are you kidding me?
27? I've been 27 wedding. It's almost like that movie 27 Dresses, except I'm a photographer instead. So it's pretty crazy. I'm all over the place, all over the country photographing weddings this summer and this year. So
I know. Well, I have to tell you, I especially miss you this summer, because remember we were emailing and I had the event with Paula Deen, and then the event
right.
with Tony, the P90X, and I was like, oh,
right.
No, Kate's not going to be around, because I so wanted you there to be able to photograph those guys and also me as well. So we missed you this summer.
Absolutely.
In D.C.
Yeah, I missed D.C. this summer, that's for sure, too. Although I can't complain since I've been all over the country, so.
I hear you. Well, for my listeners and for those of you that do not know her, and some of you do know her because you're at the events and you also get to follow her on Facebook, Kate, tell us a little bit about how it is that you got into the business of taking pictures.
Well, I started back in 2005 after I graduated from college. I just was traveling around the world for, you know, my post-college travels and figuring out what I wanted to do. And I took a lot of pictures while I was traveling. And then people started telling me that I should do things with those pictures. And so I started I went and did a farmer's market with a friend and sold my mm-hmm. pictures there. And then I had other friends start asking me to take pictures at their weddings. And then after that, I sort of, you know, I had a whole bunch of other things that I wanted to try to do with my life, but photography just sort of seemed to be the most fun. So mm-hmm. I thought, well, if I can make a living with this, then I'm definitely gonna try to do that. So I went to school for it. I moved to Washington D.C. from Colorado and went to the Center for Digital Imaging a couple of years ago, and I graduated in May of 2008 or 2009, and then I started my business last September, and I've been really busy ever since. So
Well, we do have a question inside the chat room, and actually it's Michael, our producer, wanted to know, when you mentioned about traveling to different cities, he wants to know, can you tell us some of the cities that you've traveled to take pictures?
Oh, absolutely. And just this year or in general?
Yeah, go ahead, just this year.
This year, I had a wedding in L.A. I've had a wedding in Colorado. I had a wedding in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Cape Cod. I'm heading to a wedding in Frisco, North Carolina this weekend, which is in the Outer Banks. So I'm kind of literally all over the country.
Well, and that is something that I do think that is very fun about what you do, is that you do get to travel with your job. Because I know a lot of photographers, and I have to tell you, a lot of them are kind of stationary in that they, you know, kind of are confined to taking pictures to whatever city or town that they live in. So I think that's cool that you have the opportunity to actually add that traveling component into it. Now, were you surprised that when you decided that you were going to go ahead and do this as a business? Like, did you think that you were going to be this busy so soon?
I had no idea. I was really surprised, and I'm excited about it. It's fabulous. I sort of feel like I'm running on a dream, and if I can keep it going, then I will definitely do so. So I feel really lucky to have gotten this busy this quickly. Sure.
I like that when you said running on a dream. I haven't quite heard that before, but visually, that's just a very pretty cool saying. Kate, as we're talking, I do get the questions and emails that come in from people, and this is a guy, actually, who is joining us tonight, and he is from New Jersey, and he says, can you give him your best tip or your number one tip for taking pictures, I guess, of babies? Have you taken pictures of babies before?
Yeah, I love babies. I'd say just my number one tip of the great thing about babies and just sort of children in general is that they're so innocent. They're not really concerned about the camera. They don't, you know, they know you're there. They might not want to pay attention to you, but you can really get them in their most sort of innocent. You can really capture their innocence. So what I like to do with kids is to have them play with their parents, because that's where they're most sort of at home. You know, they'll loosen up. They'll smile. They'll laugh a lot more when they're with their parents, and they know that their mom or dad or both of them are spending, you know, real time with their kids. So when they're playing and throwing, you know, sort of not tossing them in the air, but, you know, sort of throwing them up, or, you know, like swinging them around in circles or things like that, you get some nice pictures of the babies. And, you know, newborns are a different story. The best time to take pictures of newborns is about 2 weeks after their birth date, and uh-huh. sort of get them in a very calm mode and pretty much after they've been fed and keep them very warm and quiet, mm-hmm. and you kind of want them to be asleep a little bit. Sometimes you might want them to be awake, but make sure they're well fed. And I mean, it really, they don't really have a schedule yet, so they're a little different, but it depends on the age of the child. But the older they get, the better it is to have them play with their parents and just get them in sort of a natural state, and you'll get so much better photos of them being very candid. As long as you've got your parents, the parents sort of entertaining them. A lot of people take their kids to like Sears or to these studio places to get photos taken, and it's not a natural setting for the kids, so they're not very comfortable most of the time. So it's harder for them to be entertained. There's a lot of things to pay attention to. They don't really know where they are. So if you keep them in an environment where they're much more comfortable and where it's their territory, they're much happier, and they're much, much more inclined to smile for you and to be candid for you. So.
And, you know, it's interesting when you talked about how parents will take their kids to, like, Sears and to the mall to have the pictures taken. It's always, Kate, so weird for me, because when you're walking through the malls, and I don't know the name of the store, but, you know, it's that generic one that's in every mall in America that takes pictures of kids. And it's kind of weird because, like, you can look through the window and you can see them taking pictures, like, right there where there isn't much privacy. And I always think, like, how would I feel, if I mean, I kind of feel like it's like they're in a fishbowl and people are walking
right.
by, you know, looking at them, taking pictures. And it just seems like it would be so distracting to
exactly.
me if you're
yeah.
sitting there and people are walking by. And then sometimes I see where, you know, when they have kids, how they, you know, they'll take, like, little toys and they'll dangle them
right.
and kind of do stuff to try to make them laugh. And it's just,
right.
it's just a weird experience to sit there and, like, watch that when you're walking through the mall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's weird for the kids, too, you know. I mean, they don't really know what's going on. They're supposed to smile for something, and it's a different world we're growing, like, kids are growing up in now because they can see their pictures afterwards, and they you know, you can see sort of what you're getting with them, and they're more inclined to know what the camera is, but it's still awkward to be in a setting like that. It's not a setting at a, you know, playground where their parents are taking a picture of
mm-hmm.
them. So if you keep them in a place where it's familiar to them, it's
you're going to get some
much more comfortable. Yeah, you
yeah.
get such better
and,
pictures that way.
Yeah, and you know, I do agree with that, because also, and you and I both know, when it comes to the holiday time, and you know, you,
mm-hmm.
your family and friends, you get those sort of generic Sears pictures in the mail with the family, and everybody's
right.
kind of sitting there.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying anything bad about those companies, but it's so funny because
yeah.
all of them, no matter what family it is, they're all generic and they all look the same. And it's kind of like, oh, here's such and such, here's such and such.
Yeah.
And you can just tell that they went to Sears or Walmart or to one of those places. So it is totally
yeah.
different when you see a family that has actually hired, like, a professional photographer like yourself, and they go and you guys take pictures. I mean, it's like night and day, the way the pictures look, and just, you know, in terms of capturing the moments, it's just completely, completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, with the, you know, the photo sessions that I do and that other photographers do, that where you go out into a playground or you know, to a field somewhere, or even in your backyard
mm-hmm.
or something like that, you'll still get those basic shots, those nice pose shots, but you'll have a, you know, a more interesting background. You'll have and then you'll have all those other shots that you can choose from, and you, most of the time people will choose those other more lifestyle editorial type photos to put on their cards or to frame
yeah.
in their household, because they just look more natural.
Yeah,
but you will still get those pose shots, because there is something to be said about the posed, you know, the formal shots that everybody has in their house, because they're something to look at from year to year. They're like the school photos, you know.
Uh-huh,
every
exactly,
year,
yeah.
every year the child changes a little bit. So if you have them in that same
right.
pose, you see the differences. But.
and then what's funny about the school photos is, by the time we grew up to be adults, we're thinking, why in the world did you even let me wear that, or why in the world did I even take that picture? But I've come to realize, I think that's a part of growing up and, you know, having to go through
yes.
that. There is also another question. Do you shoot mostly
sure.
on digital or film? Good question.
I shoot mainly digital. I learned on film years ago. But the reason I actually went to school 2 years ago was because I wanted to learn digital and to really be good at it and to get, you know, up to speed with the digital photography today. When you're shooting weddings and kids and things like that, I put my settings on sort of a fast shutter speed or fast shutter button, so that I get those candid moments, because you'll be saying something or have them pose in one moment, and then all of a sudden, someone will crack a joke, and then everybody will be laughing, and you want to get that natural laughter. So,
mm-hmm.
so you've got to make sure you have you take as many photos as you can, and it's not really cost effective to do that with film. Fine art photographers will use film a lot more. It's a different look, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Film is great. It's definitely something that will never, I don't think, ever go completely non-existent, but
mm-hmm.
in terms of weddings and you know, portraits, it's much more lucrative to use digital.
Digital.
Definitely.
Yeah, it just sounds like today, and again, I don't, you know your business more than I do, but it sounds like it's just more practical to use digital
yeah.
as opposed to film. And, you know, speaking of the film, I want to say, just because I read and I see so much, I saw a story, I think it was on ABC News, where they did a story on, I don't know if it was Kodak or some company that had actually stopped making film for...
Yeah, I've heard about that.
It escapes me. It's kind of like I know a little bit about so many things, but I'll have to try to find that and post it on my wall because it was really good. They were talking about some of the National Geographic magazines and about how most of the photographers there were actually shooting on film or something, and that now they've actually switched over to digital. So there was like a really pretty cool story on that. And also we've got a question. This is a young lady who is in Nebraska. It's so funny because I'm picking up so many listeners now from the Midwest. I used to work in the Midwest as a reporter. So, and her question is, what do you think, why do you think there's a fascination with so many Americans, especially teens, that want to be in pictures and taking pictures now? And I agree with her because I really feel like that people love taking pictures and seeing themselves now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even when you look at little kids, the little kids that I photograph want to see their picture right away. It's really interesting because they're so used to that digital effect. I think social media has a lot to do with it. I would definitely say that, I mean, people like to see people. People like to see how they look. Taking your picture and being able to see it instantly is almost like looking in the mirror. So that's one reason I think it's really popular. But I also think that social media has a lot to do with it. You know, if you're updating your Facebook profile picture all the time, you want to get lots of pictures. You know, and it's just a faster, it sort of goes with the faster mode of and faster pace of sort of the younger generations in general. I think people are just, you know, even as a photographer, people want their photos as soon as they can. So, you know from events that I've photographed, I put those photos up the next day so that people can see them and get them.
Well, you do a really good job because I want to say, at least I remember the Sex in the City, and I can't remember another event that you were at. Actually, it was Tiger Lily where you took pictures and you had said that, you know, I had asked her, I said, well, when are you going to have the photos up? And you said, by the next day. But actually, it was like after the event was over, I want to say at least 2 hours later, you had the photos up. And what was cool about it, at that same time, I had ordered three of the photos that you took of me. And then within like 40 minutes, I had paid for them online, and your company or however that works had sent me the downloaded so I could download them. So from the time that you actually put the pictures on to the time that I actually changed my Facebook picture, I kid you not, it was all in about at least a little over an hour. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about it though, I mean, like the trends come and go so quickly, and you know, something that you wore in the beginning of the summer or an event that you went to at the beginning of the summer, people don't even really remember that. I mean, you know, and because there's so many events that happen each summer, there's so many things that happen every week and every month, and people are going all the time. So digital media has made it possible for like the media to keep up, for your photos to keep up with your daily pace. You know, you don't have to go and get your film developed, and you don't have to do that. And you know, so I think that's another reason that it's so popular and just sort of people are so fascinated by it too.
Well, and you know what's interesting, that very topic, that comment that you just made, because I want to say it was about a week ago, I was looking at the black and white photo that you took of me at the Sex in the City. So everybody knows that I've been kind of on this thing where I've been trying to eat better and, you know, feel better about my body. So from that time up until now, and you haven't seen me at events because you've been gone this summer, but I've dropped 2 dress sizes. So when you took a picture of me, I was at a size 8. So now I'm pretty much down to a size 2-4. So,
way to go.
Thank you. I know. I've been working on it. But what was interesting about that was that when I was looking back at those pictures, you know, that Sex in the City event was only like a month and a half or a couple of months ago, but it seemed like it was so far. It seemed like it was such a long time ago, and then I thought, I looked at that picture, you know, I thought, you know, I really looked nice, But then I looked at a picture of me recently, and I'm like, man, I look so much better now. So it's just really funny how you talked about that, you know, through social media, from, you know, from 1 month to a week to a day, you know, we're constantly changing. And you do want to reflect that, you know, within your pictures and to update that. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting how that works.
Yeah, and with the social media, you know, your Twitter picture, your Facebook profile picture, the pictures that are posted of you anywhere on LinkedIn or all these different different social media networking programs, you know, you do want to reflect the changes that have happened to you, especially if they're good changes, and that's a great way to do it. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, we'll be at weddings or at parties or, you know, just out on a Sunday afternoon or at brunch or something, and we'll take a nice picture and we'll say, oh, that's my new Facebook picture, you know. So people are constantly, you know, thinking about, oh, I want to share this with, you know, so-and-so who's across the country or, you know, in another part of the world who doesn't see me on a daily basis.
Exactly. And, you know, something, too, I think, I mean, at least especially in my business is being in television news and a news anchor, you know, pictures are very important because, you know, when we're out at different functions and we talk about them on Facebook, you know, people really, really, really do follow me and other people, and they really do want to see pictures and they enjoy seeing pictures. Because I think it was some event that I did, and I forgot my camera, and I was like, oh, it's no big deal. But what was interesting was that I had been talking about that event for a couple of days that I was going to be there, and I didn't have any pictures. So I, you know, people were kind of like, well, where are the pictures, Victoria? I mean, you didn't take any pictures? Kind of like, how
were
dare
you there?
Not take any pictures? Yeah. Right, yeah, right. So so it's interesting how, at least even through social media, it's kind of like when people follow you, and they could just be your family or friends, you know, they really want to see pictures to reflect your life and what you're doing.
Yes, exactly. And also, you know, you look in magazines today, and it's the majority of magazines are all photo-oriented now. There's not as many articles as there used to be. And there's so much more online. People notice photos more. Photos are worth, you know, 1,000 words and more now. And so they speak to people a lot more than just, you know, what they can read, or, you know, that photo is going to pull you in to learn more about what you're seeing.
Exactly. And, you know, Michael, our producer, just made a very interesting point inside the chat room, and he says, scrapbook, basically photos is a scrapbook of our lives, and, you know, kind of through Facebook, and I do think it is true. And Michael actually says something about retouching. So when you actually take pictures and things, do you find that you have to do a lot of retouching on them?
I will do a fair amount of retouching. It sort of depends on what people want. I process all of my images. With digital, as a professional photographer, I shoot in RAW, which is like shooting with film. And with RAW, you get a RAW file, which gives you a negative, basically, that you can manipulate in Photoshop and all these other programs to create a nice image that you'd like. Whereas if you shoot in JPEG, which is what most point-and-shoot cameras will shoot in, changing that photo will sort of take away from it. It'll manipulate it. You can still manipulate it, but it will make it so that the file is not as high quality as it was when you shot it. When you shoot in RAW, you can eventually process it into JPEG, and it will be a nice high quality image. So I process all of my images and I sharpen them all, make sure they all look really nice. If I want something in black and white, I'll put it in black and white. Or you know, vintage type style photo or something like that, I'll definitely do that. And in terms of retouching, I'm definitely, a lot of the portraits that you'll see on my website, not on the blog, but on the website, are definitely touched up and processed with Photoshop, and there's a lot of special Photoshop work on those. But it just sort of depends on what my clients are looking for and what kind of images they want. Processing or touching up can take a lot of time, so typically they'll pay a bit more for that. But it's definitely worth it in the end.
Mm-hmm. And just to let you know, Michael says thank you so much for kind of going into that whole thing of you know, you retouching and all that good stuff. But I wanted to say hello to our guests. Kate, as we have this conversation, we also have a chat room where people can kind of have their sidebar conversations or also just kind of listen and join in. And we do have some guests that are visiting us today. So thank you so much for taking the time and come in and to listen to our discussion that we're having with Kate. And Kate is a professional photographer. Her camera shoots everyone from kids to weddings to special events to local celebrities. And speaking of celebrities, is it, because I know a lot of times you know, locally, especially in D.C., you get to shoot a lot of the kind of well-known people like, you know, mm-hmm. Paul Warden, who we just simply adore. Do you ever get nervous, like, when you have to shoot somebody who's, like, considered, quote-unquote, a celebrity?
I got very nervous once I booked a job for the Awards for Corporate Excellence at the Department of State about a year mm-hmm. ago. Last December, so it's not quite a year. And Wyclef Jean came up and started chatting to me, and then Hillary Clinton walked in the room. And so I was a little bit nervous at that point, and I'm sure I turned bright red, but after about a second I was fine. You know, I just sort of got into my photo mode and just went on and did it. But for the most part, you know, I'm there to do my job, and I don't like going and acting as paparazzi so much as I like going mm-hmm. and really trying to get a nice photo of whomever it is that I'm photographing, whether it be a baby or whether it be mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, you know. I treat everybody with the same respect. And so I have to sort of remind myself of that in my mind, and in about, you know, 3 seconds I'm good to go. So
you're good to go, yeah. Well, you know, the opportunities that I've had a chance to see you in action, like I said, one of the things that really struck me about you is that, it may mean nothing to anybody else, but to me it was just kind of like a really big deal, because being in television news, I'm always around cameras and photographers and that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's at an event or at a stakeout or, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. But, you know, you always are just so, so professional looking, because a lot of times, you know, people just kind of come and they look like slobs, and it's just kind of like, are you kidding me? Like, you know, this is a profession that you're in. And I just thought, you know, Kate just always just looks so, you know, just looks so nice. So I don't know if that's, you know, if that's just who you are and your personality, but I've just always noticed that about you and just wanted to comment on that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I think it's important to represent yourself well, and I think it might just be a personal thing, but you know, I typically usually dress in black for most occasions, just because you never know what kind of occasion it's going to be. But I'd say, you know, it's important to look good wherever you go. I think I'm just growing up the way I grew up. I'm so tall, so I always get noticed, no matter where I am and what I'm doing. And I had a friend once who said we were at a movie or something and waiting in line, and she just sort of looked at me and said, "Gosh, people are looking at you all the time. You have to look good all the time." And I sort of took that into consideration at that point and said, "You know what? I should probably, you know, I shouldn't wear sweatpants out, because people will look at me regardless of what I'm wearing, but I should represent myself well." And so that has always sort of stuck with me, and because I don't blend in generally, it's always good to look nice wherever I am.
Yeah, so. And again, like I said, you know, to most people that may be something that's just simply not a big deal. But, you know, for me, because I always kind of notice the outward appearance, and I really kind of look out for that sort of thing. I was just always struck with you by that. Now, we do have your information and your link to the blog, your blog inside the chat room. Mm-hmm. So if any of our guests, you know, want to go on and see some of your work, please, please do. Or if you don't have time right here during the show, it'll be posted on my Facebook page. So make sure you definitely take a look at her work, as well as a link. You've got a fan page on Facebook, don't you? Or
I do,
your company's on there, right? Tell us
about my company.
How they can find it.
It's Kate House, Haus, Photography. And I formerly went as Alpine Moon Photography. So that's sort of in there as well. So you can look up Alpine Moon Photography or Kate House Photography or both of them together, and it should come up on Facebook. And you can also find it on my blog, which is www.katehausblog.com.
I love your
Kate
blog.
KateHouseBlog.com.
Because every now and then, you know, if I'm just kind of doodling around on the computer, I just always like to go to your blog. I always check in at least once every 2 weeks to kind of see what new pictures you have on there, what you've done. So I'm definitely a fan, and I do read all of your information. Now, also, just to let all of our listeners know, I do have the websites and the link to Kate's websites and blog on my page. So you can always go back to this page for the show event and just get it there if you weren't able to grab a pen or a piece of paper and actually jot that information down. I want to go back to some more questions since I've got a bunch of questions coming in via email on my computer. And this is a young lady from New York. I always have a lot of people that listen from New York. She says, oh, this is a cool question. She says, Fashion Week is coming up in New York. Number one, have you ever attended Fashion Week? And number two, do you like shooting models and the whole runway experience? Good question.
Very good question. I have not yet gone to Fashion Week. I've only been in business for 1 year now, so I haven't had the opportunity to go up there yet. I would love to. I've done some fashion events in Washington, D.C., and had a great time doing it. Shooting fashion events is really fun. Everybody's usually really dressed up, and so, you know, everybody's feeling good and wanting to have their photo taken. So it's usually a fun event to photograph, regardless of where it is, whether it's in New York or down here. I would definitely love the opportunity to go up there for sure, though.
Well, Kate, I'm going to hold you to that because I have a lot of connections in New York, and I was actually myself and my co-host Michael, I've been really considering thinking about that. I wanted to go up there to Fashion Week, and I know I can't get up there this year just because I have too many things on my plate. So next year, when I decide to put the information in for the press credentials, if you want to go, I'll put your name in, and you can go up there and be with At Home with Victoria and just have a ball with us and do your thing.
Hey, I would love that. That would be great. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I'm always thinking about you when I have events and things that I think that you would like to be at or just maybe fun for you to shoot. So, yeah, I think, you know, if I go up there next year, I think that would just be such a great, not only a great opportunity, but just fun, you know, to be in New York and Fashion Week. So I definitely was going to do it this year, but I just had too much stuff on my plate. So I'm going to hold you to that. So everybody, you heard me say it, and you heard Kate say that if she's available, she's going to go with me to New York next year.
I will go.
Fashion Week.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you to that. The three of us will be on a train headed up there around this time next year to shoot some good
stuff. That
sounds
great.
And,
definitely.
Yeah, and I definitely think that was a good question, so thank you so much. The young lady in New York who asked that question. And, Kate, you know, something I was thinking about, too, when we were talking about why people love to have their picture taken, you talked about social media has a lot to do with it. And also I think just, you know, shows on television like Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood, you know, when you see all the celebrities on the red carpet posing for the pictures and stuff. I think people, you know, when they go out to events, whether it's, you know, a Tiger Lily Foundation event or whether it's, you know, something that Jewel was having, that, you know, people just like the idea of dressing up and looking really pretty so that, you know, they can feel like they're on their own sort of quote-unquote red carpet within their own communities. So I definitely think, you know, the whole Hollywood community and picture-taking, you know, has a lot to do with it as well.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. I mean, people are so fascinated with Hollywood in general and all that. I mean, it's just, it's a world that everybody wants to be a part of, and it's you know, Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight have become sort of almost daily news for people instead of the news itself in a way sometimes.
Exactly,
so, you know, it's such a fascinating world to everybody. And everybody's so glamorous, and when you go out and you're looking glamorous, or you're wearing something that you just bought or something designer or something like that, of course you want to show off. So yeah. and you want to be photographed, and you want to, you know, you're feeling great. So it's definitely it has an impact on why photography is such a great thing. And I was thinking about it too. You know, we all, you know, all through school, you have your photos taken every year, and all the kids now are taking a lot more photos because our cell phones have cameras on them. So taking pictures is so much more accessible. But as adults, we don't take that many pictures. We don't have those same pictures and that same way to look at ourselves over the years. So I think that getting professional photos done or going to events and having these photos taken of you is even a more, you know, a nice way to sort of keep that tradition going without being so awkward as you were in middle school.
Yeah, I definitely think you're right. And actually, when you were talking about that, something that came to my mind was, you know, way back in the day, you would really never have someone like yourself who would be at an event, a professional photographer, taking pictures, let alone to be able to go home within an hour or 2 hours and see yourself posted on the internet or Facebook, and then to be able to go ahead and buy that image. So like we had talked about that before, just that whole process itself is just awesome because people really want to have the opportunity to be out there and to see themselves. But also I was thinking that that having photographers and having the ability to have so many photographers at events, you know, is very cool because I just don't remember back in the day that, you know, if you had an event, you know, there may have been like, you know, the one guy that was sitting there in the corner and he had like a background and everybody kind of went there and you took your little picture. But the idea that I can have somebody like Kate who is at an event who's a professional photographer to take a professional picture of me and then within a couple of hours I can buy that professional picture, I just think that is cool because it's an actual professional picture, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact that photography is now digital has had such an impact on the popularity of photography in general. I mean, people have always loved taking pictures and always enjoyed both the process of taking the photo and being in the photos. And the fact that you can have it be such an instant process now, you know, kind of like Polaroid with such a fascination.
Yeah.
There was such a fascination with Polaroid when it first came out, and then it died out because digital came in, because digital is even more instant. So it's just sort of this, our culture in general is, you know, faster the better. You know, more on top of things, the better. More on top of things we are, the better it is. So photography has just sort of started catching up with all that and you know, moving along with the culture in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, very, 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 very good. Well, for those of you that are joining us, you are listening to Kate Howe. She's a professional photographer and just has the opportunity to just shoot so many cool pictures. We've been missing her in the D.C. area because she's always, I don't know, Kate, you probably don't know this, but a lot of us refer to you as our celebrity photographer in Washington. So because it's kind of like, you know, whenever we go to these events, you know, there's always certain photographers that's there. And Maima Carmo and I, it was something we were talking about, and so I started laughing. I said, well, if Kate's not there, then it's not official. I said, because I have to see Kate, she has to take my picture. So just to let you know, all of us do chit-chat behind the scenes about you photographers, too.
That's good to hear.
Definitely, you guys definitely have become a part of the sort of landscape, you know, when it actually comes to that. There's another question inside the chat room, and I think this is a good question because we're about to run out of time with Kate. Is there a particular picture that you're really, really proud of?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I'd really have to go through a lot of my photos and sort of pick them out. It's interesting because every photo I take, or well, every group of people that I photograph, it creates a different scenario, a different setting, mm-hmm. a different personality and attitude. I'm proud of a lot of the images I take.
right.
You know, not every image, absolutely not every image. I mean, if you were behind the scenes with me and saw all the pictures that I go through every day, you might not think I'm so good. So, but I think, you know, what I can produce out of those, I'm really proud of a lot of them. I think, you know, the latest pictures that I take every week, the pictures that I take, you know, I find some killer portraits or killer action shots out of each one, each sort of event that I photograph, and I'm really excited about them. And I think that's one of the keys to my job in general is to not just have one image from 2 years ago be my favorite image, but to have, you know, to be excited about everything that I'm photographing. And you know, whether it is a baby or Hillary Clinton or some child's bar mitzvah or something, you know, mm-hmm. It's all, you have to be excited about everything. And you have to be excited to sort of get those candid moments and, you know, sort of live up to the challenge of making everybody look beautiful and happy and fun. And creating that fantasy with your camera. So if I've done that, then I know that I've done my job, and I know that I've succeeded, and I get really excited about processing the images and putting them up on the blog. So I have to say that I'm proud of all the work that I do, in a way.
Yeah.
And you know, every opportunity that I get, I'm excited about.
That also was one thing that I liked about you as well, because of the events that I've seen you, you know, it's pretty clear that, you know, you enjoy being there, and that you not only enjoy being there, but you like the idea that, you know, you're around, you know, a group of pretty cool people, and, you know, it's also work, but at the same time, it's also fun. And speaking of fun and all of the fanfare, Michael and everyone in the chat room says that they love you, that you know,
thank you,
that you're awesome, and that you have a really, really good head on your shoulder. And they particularly like your answer when I asked you about was there a particular favorite picture that you were proud of, and they just said that that's a great answer, that you talked about every single picture that you take in group pictures that you take, you're proud of. So I think that's a great one too. Now, if anybody, Kate, wants to get in touch with you about you possibly taking their picture or hiring you or booking you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
They can go right to my website and contact me via email. It's just kate@kateehaus.com. It's all online right there, and you can also call me. All my information is on the contact pages on my website. So you can get in touch with me any way that's most comfortable with you.
And again, just to let everybody know, as soon as the show is over, it will be instantly uploaded to iTunes as a free podcast, and you can feel free to grab it and just keep the information that she talked about, because it was really good information. And also, her website is also still going to be on my page. So, like she said, if you're interested in booking her for a photography session, or you know, if you just want to follow her blog, because it is really cool, and just to, you know, take a peek at her pictures and see how creative she is, then all that information is still there. So, and it will
Absolutely.
Be there pretty much forever. So when are you kind of headed back to D.C.? Are you going to be in town in September? Are you kind of done with the traveling, or you're kind of here and there still?
I am. Well, I'll be in North Carolina this weekend, and then I'm going to be back. But I'm still booked pretty much every weekend through November, mid-November at least. Yeah, but that's just on the weekend,
so I
can do, you know, and Sundays I'm more available on Sundays, but I've got a lot of weddings and a lot of photo sessions and everything booked up. But absolutely, you know, get in touch with me. There's a lot of blog postings coming up this week, mm-hmm. weddings and things that I've shot over the last couple months.
Of course, the reason I ask, it's always for the news lady's selfish reason, because Tiger Lily's got, we've got the big Tiger Lily Foundation Masquerade
right.
Ball, which would be, I think, cool for pictures. That's at the end of September.
Right. I think I can do that. I'm not sure.
Well,
but
keep our fingers fraud.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. But one thing that I do love about you too is that you're always at the charity event. So I definitely know that if it's a charity event and you can be there, yeah, I know that you're very good about making those events, which is very cool.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to give back to the community, and I've in everything that I've done growing up, I've always sort of tried to do that in one way or another. And one of the aspects that I like about photography is that you can sort of make it your own. It's a big umbrella that covers everything. You can photograph animals and nature and travel and people and anything, you know. And I think it's also that way in being able to give back to the community. There's a lot of charity events that need to be better publicized in terms of photography.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not photographed, and they're great causes and important causes, and it's my way of being able to give back to the community in my own little photography way. So,
well, you definitely do a great job, and like I said, you know, just on a personal note, that entire sort of DC charity scene, you very much loved. We're always talking about Kate, and an event is not an event unless Kate is there taking pictures. So we love you, and just continue, you know, to do all of the good work. And I'm sure you'll come back and visit me again on the show. And I know I'll eventually see you around soon at one of these events. And just thank you so much for just doing every single thing that you do.
Thank you so much, Victoria. It was great being on the show.
All right. Well, you go pack your bags and head out to your next spot and be safe.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye. And again, that was Kate House, who was joining us. She's a professional photographer and just really an all-around good person. So seriously, if you're in D.C. and you are out there at some of the charity events, you know, make sure you go by and say hi and have her take your picture, because she takes some fabulous pictures. But again, all of her information is on my webpage, www.katehouse.com, www.katehouseblog.com. And if you are interested in booking her for a session, you know, just go to one of those websites and you'll be able to find all of her information, whether that be email or telephone, and go ahead and give her a call. She is very, very, very much well-loved, at least in the Washington, D.C. circles when it comes to charity, because, again, she's just this person who's always there, you know, at charity events, giving of her time and also taking pictures. So, Kate, we love you, and I'm just so glad that I finally got a chance to have her on the show and to talk with her today. One thing I didn't know is that she had the opportunity to meet Hillary Clinton, so that was very, very cool. So that's why I love doing these shows, because I get a chance to, you know, to kind of learn and talk a little bit about everyone as well. And speaking about talking, Michael Kay, our producer, who's been hanging in there with us. Michael, I do need you to call in. We're going to talk about some kind of good news on At Home with Victoria. So I found out that I have 10,000 listeners. So, of course, that was really big, and I'm very, very happy about that. None of that could have happened without the support of all of you telling your friends and family to listen to me and to listen to the show. So 10,000 was a really, really big number. I've been on the air now for almost a year. Didn't think that I would reach that amount so quickly, but it has happened. And again, I'm very, very thankful for that. So Michael's going to be calling in for a little bit, because we just got a few things that we've got to chat about. Speaking of charity events that we're going to talk about, there were a few coming up in September in D.C. So let's see if Michael. Hey, Michael, are you with me, darling?
I'm here, darling. How are you?
I am very good, my wonderful.
She was lovely. I love Kate.
Yeah. Yeah, is Kate, you go ahead and chat about Kate for a second while I get some water. But Kate is lovely. Don't you just love her?
Yeah, I found Kate's just fantastic, and her charity work with the D.C. area back and forth, and the fact that I would love to hear about her rates. I'm going to have to go on her website and check out her rates and everything like that, because you know that girl's got to be paid for all that travel she's doing. But I'm very pleased that she shoots on digital, too, because that, to me, is just the most economic way of doing it, especially because everything comes up, like she said, in a raw file. Then the manipulations, just by sharpening and lightening and stuff like that, the clarity you can get on digital is just, you know, unsurpassed. I still like film, though. I still like shooting on slide, but anyways, I loved her. I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah, she is, and I'm telling you one thing. Actually, Michael, you don't know this, but you'll be coming down to a couple of the big charity events in D.C. this fall and winter, and I'm sure you'll have a chance to meet her. I'm telling you, the girl is stunning. Like,
really?
I don't know how tall she is. Maybe she's like 5'9" or 6 feet tall. I mean, absolutely just stunning and just
really
nice, nice person. So we've got 10,000 listeners. How cool is that, right?
I know. I just read that, and I was like, that's why I was, oh, my goodness, that's like a million people to me.
I know. Me too, right?
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Congratulations, girl. I hope to God we can expand that number, and of course we will. What am I saying?
I know. Of course we will. So you're excited because, like, officially, when is it, like, next week or the week after, you've got your folks coming on the cast of Pretty, so that's going to be, like, your official first sort of, show.
I know. I'm very, very excited. Yeah, it'll be on September 14th at 8 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio at Home with Victoria. Just talked to Steve Silverman at noon today. He's got everybody lined up, and you told me there was 5 lines that can call in, so it'll be Steve Silverman, the writer, director, and creator of Pretty, Stacey McQueen, Annette Champagne, what a lovely little girl that thing is, Michael Taylor Gray, and then Dee Freeman, who is apparently pregnant for season 2. I don't know how that happened, but I'm very, very excited. And then we're going to repeat that show back, not repeat it, but do another show on the 21st, that following Tuesday, with Terry Simmons and then Doug and John. They're the producers of Velvet Candy. They're the ones that are producing Pretty. So I'm really excited. They see every time I talk to them, I giggle harder. There is something about Steve Silverman that is just so endearing. I'm so excited for it. So I'm going to try and he's sending me some a DVD of it so we can lift off the largest piece of dialogue to go ahead and put on so even the listeners can get a sense of how funny this show is. I think you're going to really love it.
Yeah. And, what's actually cool about the show, and I think you and I told Steve that we're going to be his, his East Coast PR people and always promoting the show.
Yeah.
I had never heard about the show until you sent me the link and you said, hey, Vic, you need to look at this. I mean, just crazy, crazy, crazy fun.
Oh, and just so crazy. And this is the best part. Tons of giveaways. He's sending me tons of swag, so I'm very excited to go ahead and give away. So I just want to encourage the listeners to go ahead and call in that night because I don't know what game we're going to play, but we'll certainly be giving away lots of giveaways that night on the 14th. So.
And speaking of
and you're getting an award, aren't you, or something? Cheryl told me this.
I mean,
look how special you are.
I know. I'm hoping that that you'll be able to take.
I really want to try and make it up there. Absolutely, Vic.
I know if you can, you will. But if not, then I know the deal with that. But it's Cheryl Wood. Moms Are Best. She's giving me an award. She says that she just thinks that I do so much work to help small businesses, women, and just people in general, especially being a journalist and. Just doing the show and, just kind of helping out whenever I can. So, she's giving
fantastic.
Me a word.
And very well-deserved, I might say. Very well-deserved. Absolutely. I love you, honey. You make me laugh.
Everyone loves the news lady, right? I hope.
Of course. I mean, 10,000 people can't be wrong, Victoria.
Right, that's true. I didn't think of it that way. That's why I need you to balance me and say these things. You're right. 10,000 people can't be wrong. I know what I wanted to ask you. So I was listening to a little bit more of Shelley's music, and I've really come to like her and enjoy her music.
I know. I recommend that. Have you listened to 8x10 yet? Very, very lovely song. And like I said, she'll be joining us, too, with a tattoo. I want her to actually videotape that and see if we can put that, link that to the archive.
Oh,
I think that'll be cool.
Michael, that is a great idea. And tell our listeners about it before, because I kind of know what's going to happen. But tell our listeners that's listening that don't know about this.
Well, Miss Shelley Wran is a quite a talented singer-songwriter from Lexington, Kentucky, and during her time on At Home with Victoria, and that day just happens to be the 16th of September at 8 p.m., she will actually have a guest slash fan slash, I don't know, crazy person, really, but Long story short, she's going to have this fan get a tattoo of her name on the body while we're live on the air on At Home with Victoria. I think that's very, very cool. I mean, I don't know how tattooing translates to radio, but we'll certainly try and make it work.
Exactly. And how did that come about? Was it Shelley's idea, or did she kind of tell you and say, hey, this is going to happen, or what? How did that happen?
No, a friend of mine, Marilyn Bennett, her husband works at the Grand Ole Opry, knows Shelley. Shelley phoned me. I said, yes, please come on the radio. And then she emailed me a couple days later saying, hey, you know, I've got this fan that wants to go ahead and get a tattoo. I think it'd be cool for this show. I thought, oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's see what this works like. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that, too. And actually, and I didn't even think about the whole video part, but you're right, it would be great if somebody, even like on the cell phone or just somebody.
Absolutely, just raw video.
Yeah, and then they can send us the link, and then we can promote that like crazy and actually get that out there. You know, what I will do now that I thought about is that I'm going to submit Shelley's show to Blog Talk Radio and see if we can't get her on the front page that day.
Oh, that'll be a good idea. Absolutely. I mean, if I got to watch Katie Couric get her, you know, colonoscopy, I would rather listen to someone getting a tattoo, you know, quite
right,
frankly.
Exactly.
With all the love for Katie. I love Katie, but, you know my point.
Right. I got you. Yeah. I totally forgot about that, that she did that. But, yeah, your point is definitely well taken. So we've got, like, a couple of big, giant events coming up.
Yes, Tiger Lily.
Yes, Tiger Lily. Love Tiger Lily. Actually, Mime and I, it's funny, I was talking to her for about an hour and a half this evening. Then it was about 7:15. I said, I think I need to stop talking to you because I have a show at 8 o'clock. I've got to go. She goes, oh, yeah, that's right, Victoria. But anyway, so Mime is a breast cancer survivor. She is my best friend. She was just in Oprah's magazine through L'Oreal, Women of Excellence. She won an award. And actually, she, too, is going to be getting an award that night through Moms Are Best with Cheryl. So she will be there and getting an award. But anyway, she's got this really big fundraiser. She does like four or five big fundraisers every year in D.C. to help raise money for breast cancer. And this is going to be a masquerade ball, and it's at the end of September, which I'm sure the costumes and stuff are just going to be pretty cool. And Kate said she may actually be there to be able to take pictures of that. But one thing I love about Mima is that all of the money for Tiger Lily goes to help ladies suffering from breast cancer. Now, what is cool about what she does is, for example, let's say you're suffering from breast cancer and, of course, you can't work and you need your electricity bill to be paid. Tiger Lily will pay that. Tiger Lily will pay for your car note. Tiger Lily will pay for the mortgage on your house, will pay the rent if you live in an apartment. Tiger Lily will come and give you a two-month supply of food. Tiger Lily, you know, will pay for gas to put in your car in order to get you to have your chemotherapy treatment. So that's one thing that I so love about that organization, Michael, is that it really
is
on day-to-day basis and on their needs right there when they need it.
That is just a fantastic organization. Wow. I could cry a little bit. And that's,
I know.
Is that with Tony Foster?
No, that was actually, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. Tony is on the chair with Tiger Lily. So when she was on and she had mentioned that, yeah, I'm glad you remember that. That's what she was talking about, to talk about the Tiger Lily, because she's on the chair for that masquerade ball. And then Jewel is going to be on next week, but she's got this big event coming up, Champagne and Couture, and part of the proceeds from that event is actually going to Tiger Lily.
Right. What date is that one going on?
I think, I'm going to click on here on the computer. I have it somewhere on Facebook, but both of those are in September, yeah. My sister just wrote on my wall on Facebook, she says, great show, I'm listening tonight, you rock. How sweet.
Oh, is that the brat?
Yes, that's the brat.
Oh,
that's...
we love the brat. Absolutely.
I know, we do love her. I'm sad that you couldn't see those new pictures of her. That
I know, she didn't tag me, I don't know.
I know. We'll have to
rude.
That. I know, the brat, shame on you.
Yep.
I'm still looking for the dates, though, for Jewel's thing as we speak. But
There's also the, on September 28th, there's also the first annual Nashville Purple Ball. That's the one that your Reese went to that's going to be sitting
Talk about that while I find this other thing.
Absolutely. It's going to be at the Limelight Entertainment Club across from the Titan Stadium. And basically, it's for cancer research, and a silent auction is there. Victoria, you're lovely and talented, toothful news lady. Went ahead and submitted this wreath. It's fantastic. And actually, it'll be bid right next to what I'm hearing. Again, you know how charities go. Things can happen
wrong.
But the rumor is it'll be sitting next to Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's contribution.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's very cool. There's lots of stars that went ahead and gave items or tour dates or tickets or passes or autographed T-shirts for that event. So it's going to be a great one. That's on the 28th. So.
Well, and, you know, just to be able to actually be in the company of all of those wonderful people for a charity event like that and to literally be able to donate my little wreath, I mean, it's just, like, huge to me.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. And actually, another guest of ours went ahead and sent some stuff down, too, Judy McGrain, the craft lady. So. www.jutes.com. Yeah, she sent some lovely glassware down, or that's the rumor. So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. So.
Very, very, very cool. So Jules' event, it's a Champagne and Couture Fashion and Accessory Showcase. It's September the 11th from 6 until 11 o'clock, and it's at the McLean Hilton in McLean, Virginia. Very, very swanky, cool place. So the Champagne and Couture, I know when Jill talked about it before, the first event that she did, it was during the day. This event, of course, is in the evening, so basically you'll get to walk around and sip champagne and do a lot of very cool shopping. I know she's going to have a huge array of vendors there. Of course, one of my favorites, Hush Boutique and Tam is on tomorrow night, will be there. A lot of folks that are selling jewelry, just all sorts of good stuff. And they're actually vendors that are not even from the D.C. area, but you're going to have vendors in town from Atlanta, from New York, California. So Jewel really brings in just a nice group of people to come in and do shopping. And, again, a part of those proceeds will actually go to Mima Carmo for Tiger Lily Foundation. So that's September the 11th from 6 until 11 o'clock, and tickets for that are still available. And Jewel will be on, I want to say it's September the 7th, to actually talk about in a little bit more detail about that event and also who is actually going to be there in attendance. So, Michael, what was your thoughts about the, speaking of Tam and Hush Boutique, the video interviews that I did with her? She did a good job, didn't she?
I thought it was very wonderful. And actually, I went ahead and emailed Joe, too. Joe's a smart guy, too, and for the years in television, produces a very high-quality production. So I'm happy to call him a friend, and I'm happy you're involved with that because that's fantastic. And I would love to go ahead and I'm still trying to look for this Arsha Gary. Arsha Gary, if you're listening or if anybody's friends of Arsha Gary, please tell her to call Michael because you have got to meet this hairstylist. She's just fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the young lady that you keep raving about in PA?
She is just the best woman with ethnic hair. Just fantastic. Just brilliant. And the hair is always so shiny and movable. And health of it, you know. And I know how hard it is to do hair. You know, hard to do your hair.
Right.
Or is that a weave on you?
No, this is all natural. And I know why you said that, because people always email me and ask me if this is my hair. And it's funny because my sister always has like a pet peeve about that when people, you know, just being on television and they ask me that. She's like, no, that is my sister's real hair. It's no weave. It's exactly hers. And also, since we're on this subject, Michael, I have to tell everyone, these are my teeth. People always think that... No, it's true. I'm glad that we're on this subject so I can really tell these things. These are my teeth. I've never had my teeth whitened before. I know I look like I have a horse mouth. People laugh and joke about it, but I have come to embrace my teeth, and I just think...
They're beautiful teeth. I just thought you swallowed a fluorescent bulb for a while.
No, when I open my mouth, I know it can be like a lot, you know, to look at it one time, but I have come to love and embrace my teeth.
It's truly beautiful. Don't let anyone tell you different.
Exactly. I remember, I'm not going to say what town and what television station where I was working, but the morning radio disc jocks used to make fun of me all the time, and they used to call me horse mouth. And I remember, like, in the beginning, it was kind of funny, but then it got to a point where it started to hurt my feelings because they were, like, taking it way, way, way overboard. And my news director at the time was actually on her way into the television station, and I had just gotten off the air. So the morning jock guys were still on there, and they were talking about Victoria, the news girl, and, oh, my God, how many teeth does she have, and her she looks like a horse mouth and this and that. And my boss was so furious, so she ends up typing this letter, and she sends it over to the radio station, to the programming director of that radio station, and said, hey, you know, I know, like, you guys are in the business of having fun and making fun of people. She's like, but I think, you know, your folks went way, way overboard this morning.
Yeah.
I was in the car listening to you guys, you know, kind of making fun of Victoria, and that just wasn't cool. So, and then it was kind of funny because the two radio personalities, they called me and they apologized. And, you know, the thing was, I told them, I said, I know, you know, we're fair game, and that's cool. You know, you can make fun of my teeth and all that stuff. I don't really care. But they had just really taken it to the extreme, though, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll never mention it again.
No, no, no. It's okay. I just thought it would be a good idea, since we were talking about hair, that I would tell everybody that, yes, those are my teeth. And also, while we're on the subject, I've gotten a few emails. This is sort of like talking about Victoria's session right here. I've gotten a few emails, Michael, with people asking me, am I Photoshopping myself?
No. I don't think you are you?
No, no, I am not. Well, because I guess a few people, you know, didn't know that I have been on this sort of kick where I've been eating healthier and also, you know, trying to work out and do a little exercise. So as I had talked about with Kate, I have dropped 2 dress sizes, so I'm not Photoshopping myself. It really is me. I've just, you know, dropped a couple of dress
sizes. No, you just look really good and healthy. Gee, you know, everybody, once you drop a couple pounds.
Right.
My God, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say this because I know where you're coming from. This last year, I just recently dropped 80 of them, 80 of those LBs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it the old-fashioned way, with just eat less, move more, that special diet that no one seems to understand. Everybody wants a pill or something like that.
Right.
I did it the same way. I applaud you so very much. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I think I feel like I've got all the little things out there that we've been needing to talk about. So these are my teeth. This is my hair. I'm not Photoshopping myself. I did go down a couple of dress sizes. I'm a size 4 now. And actually, I have to tell you, Michael, feeling a lot better than what I was before. I really feel like I have a hell of a lot more energy than what I did, you know, at least 4 or 5 months ago.
Absolutely. There is some truth to actually eating well and exercising there, you know. It's not a myth.
Yeah. Right.
That's fantastic.
And I want to touch a little bit more on the basis of when you were talking about Joe. And Joe Smith, for those of you that don't know, he is just a fabulous person, and he's also a videographer in the Baltimore area. I met Joe when I worked for WMAR-TV in Baltimore. We were always out in the evening on a lot of stories, and he worked for WJZ, which at that time was the powerhouse in Baltimore. Now it's WBAL, but WJZ is the CBS affiliate. And Joe is a photographer there, very, very well known on the East Coast for his work. But he started this show called Video Hair Magazine, and, in fact, he's been on At Home with Victoria to talk about it. And I, Michael, just thought that I was going to kind of go and do that one interview for him with Tam, and about fashion and fall fashion, and she gave some really good tips. So when we were done with that interview, he turns to me and he says, so you are going to be a part of the show from now on, aren't you? And I said, oh, I didn't know, but, you know, if you want me to, then sure. So I had no idea that I was going to, that he had already had plans for me to continuously do interviews for the show and to be a part of the show. So I'm really happy that I did it. So we've got some cool stuff. In fact, Michael, you can help me because I want to get up to your neck of the woods to get some folks on camera and do some stories also.
Absolutely. Let me know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I think you and Joe are a great mix. I think it's going to be a really nice marriage.
Yeah, and also, speaking of that, Joe has some exciting news because, remember, he had sent us a post saying that when...
Oh, yeah, he's now in 8 countries.
Yes, yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely great as well. So,
see what At Home with Victoria does for careers?
What was that?
I said, do you see what At Home with Victoria does for the careers of your guests?
Yes. Yes. And not, and you know what, not only for that, I think also what it does for small businesses. And I had written about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, when Tam first came on, she did a discount where, you know, if you purchased $50 or more, she did $20 off of that $50 or more. And, you know, I just kind of thought maybe there were going to be like a couple of people that were going to take advantage of it. But
right.
I'm telling you, Michael, I was amazed at the amount of people, of our listeners and fans, that actually ordered stuff from her. So,
well,
I mean, I think she was a little bit, you know, I think she wasn't really expecting a lot either. And she was kind of like, Victoria, I'm still getting orders in. So it's kind of like now when, you know, a small business comes on our show and they give, like, a discount, like, our fans and people really support them and react.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's really good. I'm so happy for her. Plus, she's got really good stuff, too, so you can't fault her for that.
Yes, yes. No, you're right. She definitely has really good stuff. Well, everybody, Michael and our conversation are coming to a close, so
we just rambled on.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to us. And I feel really good about getting that stuff off my chest, too, about my teeth and hair and my weight.
Good. Absolutely. Let's clear the air. Onward and upward, baby. When's your next show?
Exactly. The next show is actually tomorrow night, and it's Tam. Tam's going to be with us from
Rich
Boutique. And I love what she's going to talk about. And she's going to talk about the importance of for us women to dress properly underneath our garments, for example, you know, to put on shapewear, that sort of stuff, you know, to not walk around and have love handles hanging out and all of that stuff. So that's going to be a pretty interesting conversation.
Absolutely. Well, I have what I call my myrtle. It's my man girdle. It's my special shirt that I put on underneath dress clothes just to make sure that the lumps and bumps kind of smooth themselves out. Everybody should do it. It's just respectful. My grandmother used to say, yes, absolutely. I mean, I still look great, but I mean, they make them. You know, you can actually buy them if you're like, oh, the man girdle with the control top.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we have foundation garments as well.
They make that for men?
They do.
I didn't know. I did not think that I was ever aware of that. Are you kidding me?
There's so much I have to tell you, honey.
Wow.
Absolutely. Honest to God. We have all season to go through this.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the discussion with Tam tomorrow. So perhaps you be ready to call in and join our conversation. And since also this is something for men.
Absolutely. It's universal. It's what needs to be.
I guess probably somewhere out there I knew that it existed, but I guess I just never really paid any attention to it. You have really piqued my interest. So so get ready to talk about that tomorrow night. And if you can find any brands or something for guys to go look at, please let us know and enlighten us.
Oh, absolutely I will. No problem.
Okay, great. You've got a new assignment now. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well, I'll chat with you later.
Okay, honey, you have a great day. Have a great time, everybody, and good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
And again, that was Michael. He is the co-host of At Home with Victoria. And I asked him to call in tonight just so I can have somebody to chat with. But again, he's got oh my goodness, this guy is doing so much work and he's got so many shows coming up. It just completely blows my mind. But in any event, a special shout out to my sister, Debrat, aka her real name is Yolanda Gaither, for writing that nice post on my wall saying that she listened to the show tonight. Kate, which is absolutely fabulous. Again, you'll find her information on my wall as well. And again, Michael, we love you. I miss all of our regular folks in the chat room, but I do understand that President Obama is speaking tonight, and so I'm sure many of you were listening to his address and will listen to the archive show. But thank you so much. God bless, and we will see you again tomorrow night with Hush Boutique.